From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. All this week, we're discussing the near future of tech, not clones and robot servants, but what's coming in the next decade. Let's look at what's coming in our own industry, media. More and more, it isn't just a discussion of old forms, but new forms as well. I know one of my go-to news sites these days happens to be Twitter.com. Kara Swisher is the co-executive editor of the Wall Street Journal-affiliated tech news site, All Things D. She says any media company that wants a future needs to be thinking about going mobile in every way.
How it's distributed, how it's read, how it's consumed, how it's discovered. Twitter has played a big role in this recently of how people discover their news, and it's obviously a mobile app for the most part. I think it's going to be really important for content providers to really start to think about how they're packaging and selling their content in order for users to find it and pay for it.
What do you think are going to be successful forms of media that get on mobile?
Well, right now, a lot of the ones that are getting funded do aggregation of other people's content. So that's not really making content. Or else you have something like a BuzzFeed, which does very silly, easy stories, like listicles. I call them the listicle journalism, where here's 10 things or 12 things, and they're silly. They're kind of silly, and they're not really journalism. But I think what's really important is how to reach your customers, because mobile just doesn't entail a smartphone. It's also tablets. And I think they're perfect vehicles to read long-form journalism, too. So it's not as if, you know, everything has to be short and stupid. What I think you have to do is figure out a way to be more appealing and, I guess, sell yourself a little more, which I think journalists had gotten a little bad at. Better headline writing, better entry into stories. One thing that's clear is you're going to need smaller staff. These large, large staffs are really sort of a thing of the past, unfortunately. And you have to really move on a much quicker basis.
Let's just talk briefly about Facebook and Instagram. So it's now been a year, right, since Facebook bought Instagram for $1 billion. What do you think? Was it the right move?
I really do. I think it was a critical move for Facebook, which had been beginning, at that time, it was beginning to suffer the issues around its own mobile problems, meaning that it was mostly a desktop application. And they really didn't have a mobile strategy to speak of. Since then, they've done quite a lot in the area, and it's helped the stock price go up finally after sort of a disastrous IPO. But Instagram was sort of the beginning of that. Here's an app that they kept the brand name of, that they didn't integrate into Facebook heavily, and yet it still benefited from being part of Facebook, and allowed it to keep doing what it was doing, which was create a very delightful single-use app. It reminds me a lot of Google's purchase of YouTube, which was much pilloried at the time for the billion-dollar price tag it paid. So I think it was a critical purchase. It's a question of whether they can keep it innovative or not.
Kara Swisher, co-executive editor at All Things D, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Ben.